all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hey, everybody. This is Sean Gilmore. I am your co-host of Into the Abyss Radio on Live Paranormal. com. And with me, of course, is my co-host, John Ward. What's up, brother?
What's going on, everybody? So excited to have this show tonight.
Oh, man, we have a great show tonight. We have the Goose coming on. He's a great friend of ours, and we're going to be talking about an awesome event. My team is partaking in it as well. It's at the Kent Stage in Kent, Ohio. It's a very location, very haunted location, and it's going to be an awesome event. I'm actually going to be presenting with my team there, and I'll be helping with like a public ghost hunt. We'll get a little bit more into that, though. We actually have a lot of cool things that are coming up here pretty soon. One of which is the Parapsycon on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. At the Parapsycon, and this is at Ohio State Reformatory. Oh, man, this is an awesome event, man. It's got Chip Coffee, Daniel Clayus. It's all sorts of great guests.
Yeah.
And, of course, my team will be there as well, and we'll be there live on the Abyss that Saturday, hopefully getting to talk to some cool people, meeting some new people. But yeah, that's Steve Gontov's Gonflute. I can't talk.
I don't think anybody really knows how to pronounce his name.
Gonsalves and Chip Coffee, Daniel Clayus, another good friend of mine, Mike Ricksecker, Sherry Brakes, she's awesome. The Mountain Gypsies will be there. It's gonna be an awesome event. So oh man, it's gonna be another one for you guys to check out. And today we're gonna be talking about this Kent Paranormal Weekend, and it's gonna be it's gonna be a great time, and we're gonna be doing all sorts of public ghost hunts and walks and everything. So make sure to check us out there. And John, weren't you just at Ohio State Reformatory?
Yeah, I was actually just last month with the people that are actually running the Parapsycon, Greg and Kathy Paketic, and really awesome people, and they put on a really good convention. They used to do it at St. Joseph's every year, but had to switch venues. So, so really excited for that, and just now starting to get some videos edited and put up on our YouTube channel for my team. So, pretty exciting stuff there. Now, I don't know if Goose just tried calling in or not. I saw a number pop up and then disappear. I don't know what happened there, but
I saw that too. Oh, here we go. No, let's see. We'll just bring him on. Hey, welcome to Into the Abyss.
Yo.
Hey, Sean. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
You guys hear me? Good.
We can hear you fine. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Good.
How's it going, dude?
Dude, it's going, man. Busy. A lot of stuff coming up. You know it.
Yeah.
You got a couple things coming up together. So just getting ready for that. Got our show tomorrow, and just working on stuff, man. All kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, you do have a whole lot going on. And our show is 1 hour. Your show is 2 hours. So that's got to be a lot more prep.
You know, we try to do the best we can, but, you know, most of the time, honestly, we fly by the seat of our pants, because I think it's more fun, especially when we have brand new people that we don't know. I think it's more interesting, you know, not knowing everything about them. And it's like, it's kind of cool learning about these people for the first time ourselves. So, I mean, there's always the obvious questions that you kind of start off with. And I think the conversation with people just kind of starts flowing more naturally, and It's right. more like just a nice, cool, you know, laid back conversation.
Right. And tomorrow you have Michelle Bellinger on, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So
that'll be awesome.
I can't say enough about her. She's fantastic. She's been on, you know, the TV shows, and she's very well sought after in the paranormal field, you know, for events and then, you know, speaking gigs and stuff like that. So it's cool that she's, you know, a local Ohio person, and she's always more than willing to come on the show and shoot the breeze with us. And she's going to be at the Kent Paranormal Weekend coming up. So we're going to talk about that and, having people watching online. So that'll be good. And every time I meet her, I learn something new. You know, she's so well-versed in almost everything. You just pick at her. Yeah. Oh yeah. You can pick. Yeah. You can sit there and pick at her brain. I mean, I could probably do a 5-6 hour show with her. So.
Oh, definitely. We're looking forward to it. When she's with the crowd, she can read the crowd and she knows how to address everybody and keep everyone interested. There are very few speakers that are as interesting as she is.
Right. Right. And you know, she does. And the thing is, you walk away learning something, whether you realize you learned something or not. There's always, you know, you always get that bit of new knowledge from her, and that's what I like about it so much. And but like you said, she's very engaging, and she knows so much, and she's so smart, but she talks to everybody's level, so you're never lost when you're listening to her. You feel like you're understanding, and you're right there with her. You know, it's awesome. I wish I had that kind of clarity when I spoke.
Right. Now, I hope that you're getting lots of practice, because you're hosting this event at the Kent stage, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be emceeing. I mean, I got big shoes to fill. Jim Harrell's been doing it for the past few years, and you know, he had some other, you know, prior engagements this year and was unable to do it. But you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I tend to do better when I'm, you know, doing just kind of the ad-libbing up there instead of, you know, putting on like, oh, you got to do this 45-minute presentation on a certain subject and you got your PowerPoint and, you know, 5 minutes into it, I'm speed reading straight off the PowerPoint, not,
right.
You know, not engaging with the audience. But this way, you know, you know, I did it at the Old Mill Parafest for the first time last year. You know, I didn't really have, I mean, I didn't have like a speech. I just, you know, I showed the video that we'll talk about that, you know, you and I and Marcus and Marcus Hogg and Todd Schlott filmed. So, I mean, we're going to start the Kent Paranormal Weekend on Saturday with that. So, and you know, that'll get everybody laughing and loose and looking for a good time. So, but, you know, it's going to be pretty much all ad lib and just kind of, I mean, I'm only up there for half an hour to start, but then, you know, you got to kind of fill the in-between spaces for when people are, you know, coming off stage and coming on and getting ready for their presentation. So that'll be interesting, and I'm nervous but excited at the same time.
Oh, you'll do great.
Yeah, you're going to kill it. Now, my team has a presentation that we're doing on I'm doing private home and business investigations. And it's only a half hour. So, man, with as fast as this hour goes by for this show, this half hour is going to be a breeze. But I think we're going to get into, like, introducing ourselves, and then we're going to have, like, 10 mm-hmm. minutes left.
Yeah, time goes fast when you're up there. I mean, like I said, I did this last year in, you know, with Ghosting with the Goose and the video and the just kind of the free-form question and answer. I did it last year at the Old Mill Parafest, and you know, I was amazed. I'm like, I was nervous as hell because I had a whole hour to fill, you know, up there in front of people speaking. But, you know, I started off cracking jokes and started off with a film. And before I knew it, he's like, dude, the hour's up. I'm like, holy crap. Because we're up there having a good time. So, you know, I can definitely understand like half an hour will go by quick.
Yeah.
So, Maybe speed reading off the PowerPoint is probably the better option for that. I don't know.
It might be. It might be.
You guys will kill it, though. I mean, you've been on my show before. I mean, you're good with the talking. You can get going pretty good. I know your team is awesome, man. I mean, all of them are well spoken and, you know, pretty well educated in what you guys do. And I can't wait to hear your presentation, because not many people present on like home investigations on how they do that. So I'm looking forward to it, to hearing you guys.
Oh, thanks. Now,
still there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you now with this event?
No, I'm asking that because my Wi-Fi has been off and on all night. So,
Okay.
Like I was watching TV and like three times my TV died on me. I'm like, God damn it, not tonight. I'm all night.
Right? My cable box went out, and then right after that, my daughter's tablet went out, which both are covered under insurance through the carriers. So, So we're working on getting all those replaced and everything all fit up. Now, I'll tell you what, get my DVR set up and everything. I don't watch live TV. Everything's DVR'd. It's a nightmare. All those paranormal shows, I got to find them all again.
Yeah, right. You know, the encyclopedias to learn how to properly investigate. Go to the film. It ain't right up unless it's Zach Baggins' method.
If it's not a demon, it's not real.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
It ain't worth exploring unless it's a portal to hell.
Yep.
Oh, well.
You have to get possessed.
Yeah, right. I tell you what, I'm glad Mercury's coming out of retrograde, though, man, because the technology thing has not been working for me this month.
Oh. Me neither. me neither. with the Kent stage. Now, has your team ever done a private investigation at the stage?
We haven't done. Well, see, we helped with the public investigation. Well, we did it 2 years ago. I did it again last year, but it was just me. And when we did the public investigation, we got stuck in one area for the whole night. So, it wasn't, I mean, it was great interacting with new people and, you know, meeting people and kind of like showing them how we do things. But, you know, we were kind of stuck in the one basement area the whole night. So unfortunately we didn't get too much there. We did, it was Barb St. John and the Haunted Housewives and I. While they were wrapping up the outside tour, the ghost tour or the lantern tour, I think we were walking around inside. And I tell you what, just for like the half an hour we had the place to ourselves, it was pretty off the charts. I mean, it's an amazing building, and we were seeing. You know, we talk about orbs, you know, and I laugh every time I say it, but, you know, I think spirits can be orbs. I don't think every orb is a spirit type thing.
Right.
Right.
But we were standing on stage looking into the like where the audience would sit, the seating, and, off to the right towards the, you know, where the doors are, actually it would be right about where Merle was said to sit. We were seeing this like huge, just glowing light, like sparkling. I mean, I can only describe it as a spirit light. It would just hang there, and it wouldn't move, and then it kind of just like would fizzle out. But we saw it several times. So I mean, we heard a disembodied voice down in the basement behind the stage. When I was watching people speak, I don't know how many times I like had to do a double take. I don't know if you ever like seen like any like shadow movement behind people when they're up on the stage. I mean, have you ever seen that, Sean?
I mean, I see a lot of movement happen up on the stage. So, and I've seen like mostly a lot of shadow play.
Yeah.
But I have seen like a ball of light go towards was it? The go towards the side of the stage, like up towards where the changing rooms are up in the upstairs
area.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. 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 So, yeah, I mean, like, I would be watching somebody else's presentation, and it would almost look like there's, like, a shadow figure, like, kind of peeking its head inside and out of, like, the back corner, like, behind the curtain. You could see it, like, kind of just look around like it was just wanting to know what's going on, you know, like getting a backstage view of the presentation. So that was pretty cool. And I think our friend Nellie Campman was giving her presentation, and she said that she actually thought somebody was coming to tell her her time was up. And I remember her. I remember this happening to her because she had probably about a good five minutes left. And all of a sudden she just said, she stopped and looked and like started walking off stage. Like, that's my time. And she starts almost walking off stage. But Laura Lynn was emceeing and she's in front of her like, no, keep going. You got like 5 minutes left. But she thought somebody was approaching her from that corner to tell her, you know, you need to wrap it up. It was kind of funny, but she wrote a whole article on it after the event, which was pretty amazing. And, you know, I was up there with the Haunted Housewives last year when it was just by myself. I was actually working with Kathy up in the dressing rooms like you were just talking about. And it was really crowded, so you couldn't really do much but, like, EVP work. We had a huge crowd, and that's a really tiny space. So, you know, we're trying to do the best we can to get activity going, but also, like, you know, entertain these people at the same time. You know, make sure they're not, like, falling off on us. But we weren't getting a whole lot of much, but then we started shouting out some of the names that, you know, Rochelle had mentioned when she did the grand tour and telling us the stories, you know, the history of the building. And there we called out Merle, and we know Merle was he was the laureate for the stage. And he like was there when it first opened, when Rochelle bought the place and opened it.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was kind of a caretaker.
Yeah, he was like a character. He was like just a fixture of the building. Like, if you knew Merle, you knew the 10th stage type of thing.
Right.
But everybody knew Merle loved his coffee. I mean, that was like his. He always had a cup of coffee with him. So we're calling out Merle, and we just started asking him questions about his coffee, and then lo and behold, we were getting some like crazy, like really clear responses on Kathy's EVP recorder. We had asked him if he liked what kind of coffee, how he had his coffee. You know, if we asked him if he liked, you know, having like with cream and sugar, and it came back just cream. We're like, holy crap. So we're starting to like get into it. It's kind of funny, like all the people and all of the things that we were talking about, his coffee is the one thing that came through. So it's like, you never know what's going to get the response on any given night.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
We were just there.
That stage is awesome.
It is. We were actually just there with my team Sunday night, and I was sitting at the back balcony area, and I was doing an EVP session with Steve, and we were sitting there like talking, like, okay, we're ready for the show. The show going to start. You know, just throwing like kind of little odds and ends like that. And then, of course, I had to explain, you know, we have some toys for you to play with. You know, all you have to do is go up to it. And I had the parapooch. Just go up to the parapooch, you know, pet them. Play, you know, we brought them for you to play with. You know, feel free to play with them. And then I asked, do a lot of people bring toys for you to play with?
Mm-hmm.
Disembodied, no. Did not come up on a recorder.
Wow.
I still have to check my camera, but it did not come up on our recorder. Both of us had digital recorders going, but we both heard it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh,
I mean, that's one of the most exciting things. It's just, and it could be just something as small as like a footstep or a tap that doesn't make sense that you can't debunk. It's like drugs. I mean, it is. It's like an addiction. Yeah. You get such a rush out of it. You know, it makes it easier for me to understand people who do, like, rock climbing or, like, you know, crazy stuff like that, like jumping out of an airplane. Because this is, you know, ghost hunting, is, I mean, I'll be honest with you, there is meaning to it, to the research and, you know, the history part of it. But, dude, there's nothing like that rush you get when you have, like, some kind of interaction you can't explain. It's just, it's amazing.
No, that's 100% the truth. I mean, that's what we all want, right? We're all trying to gain that communication. And each time we get that communication, we're learning something new from that experience. Mm-hmm. So it,
sure.
But, yeah, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that. Feeling like getting creeped out. John just posted a video, OSR, and he got creeped out. You could totally tell he's creeped out. Oh, it's beautiful.
I had just seen that post right before I hopped on the call, and I'm like, damn it, I wanted to see it. So we could, like, talk about it, but I didn't have a chance yet. So I'm going to take a look at that as soon as I get off here. Because I love seeing my friends posting stuff, and, you know, it's really cool seeing, like, sharing your experiences with other people and being able to share that with them. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Especially now that I can start editing videos. You guys already know how I feel about that process. So.
Oh, dude, it's hell. It's hell. And I don't even have, like, the high quality stuff. I mean, if anybody's listening, I started a new channel. It's the Paranerd on the YouTubes.
the YouTube.
So, yeah. Well, right now, all I'm doing, I'm using it's an app called Power Director on my Android phone. And it actually, I mean, it works well. It's easy to use. I mean, I was able to put out, you know, a semi-quality video. So, but you're right, man. Just like a half an hour video, it took me like all day. I'm like, God damn.
Well, if there's any app developers out there, they just need to create something that's voice activated command system for editing video.
Exactly.
Like here, put a red circle here, put a subtitle here.
Yeah, that'd be right. Great. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, how many times do I have to type this text before you just saves it in the right spot?
Right.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man, come on. I mean, I can't even imagine how, like, people like Resident Undead put out, I mean, they put out, like, you know, TV show quality, you know, YouTube videos.
Absolutely. Adam and
Eric, and I'm just like, how the hell?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That?
With when I was in Ectovision, and Eric would make these awesome videos, he would spend days working on those videos, endless hours. I mean, he would go work a full-time job and doing all that, and then he'd come home and spend the rest of his day working on these videos.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do to come out with a quality video. You're spending days upon days upon days. You're locking yourself out.
Yeah.
You're giving up your free time. You're giving up your social life so you can make these videos.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's amazing to me, too. Like, I mean, you know, you have Resident Undead. You had Ectovision. I've seen a lot of other teams putting out some really, I mean, seriously, like TV quality, like stuff you should be seeing like on the Travel Channel, but it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on YouTube. It's like they're putting so much sweat and tears and God knows what in these videos. They're not really getting paid for it.
Oh, and in a lot of cases, it's better than what's on the Travel Channel because you gotta deal with all the stuff every episode on almost all the shows. So
right, you know, the stuff for the most part, it's pretty real. I mean, you know, I mean, especially the stuff I watch is like, you know, people that I know and I trust, and I know they wouldn't put out, you know, fake stuff, but
right.
Yeah, it's amazing what's on YouTube right now. It's I don't know. I the stuff I put out is more like, you know, hey, just follow me around while I shoot stuff on my cell phone.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, hey, join me on my journey today, blah blah blah, you know. Like the bloggers that, you know, go to Disney World every day, which my family watches incessantly, but
you know what, that works though, man. Mike Ricksecker does the whole live YouTube thing on his investigations, and he's got a pretty massive following. I mean, it's that's a good way to go.
Yeah, you know, well, and I follow some YouTubers, not necessarily paranormal, but I mean, they have very little editing that they do. I mean, they cut some stuff out, but there's no effects. They may throw some music in there, and these people got a million viewers, and they're like making big bank off these things. It's pretty crazy.
There's kids making hundreds of thousands of dollars playing Fortnite.
Oh, I know.
Like one of the worst video games ever created. I'm sorry. I used to be in the video games a lot. Fortnite, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It sucks. My son plays it all the time. I'm like, well, let me see what this game's all about. The game plays horrible. It lags. Graphics are not where they should be today's world.
Yeah.
Horrible game. For some reason, people love it. And some reason, people go on YouTube and are making hundreds of thousands of dollars by going live stream playing that horrible game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And kids will sit there. Like my son, he got his Nintendo taken away today. So he wasn't able to play Fortnite. But guess what he was doing on his tablet? Watching other people play Fortnite. Never mind Sunshine.
Gosh, yeah.
What a waste of spring break watching Fortnite.
Oh, my gosh. No, we've been forcing the kids. Well, they've been spending most of the week with their aunt and their grandma, so they've been keeping them busy. One of them took a painting class today. So, I get it. I don't understand. I hated nothing more than when I'd go to my buddy's house in high school, and I'd walk in and everybody's playing the video game, because I hated nothing more than sitting there and watching other people play the video game. It's oh my God, so freaking boring. You know what I mean?
Why GoldenEye and Mario Kart was such a wonderful thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I will admit to throwing down on some Halo, blood battles, but
yeah,
that's something
Halo's
everybody can
game.
Partake
I love
in.
Halo.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You can play your butt. I think that's part of it too. Is games Halo and Fortnite and all these games are built more like a social media type thing than they are really a game per se. These guys are, everybody's on there playing against each other and building teams, and it's, what I mean?
Yeah, Halo does have a story mode, and I always before I go online. And it's just more fun to go get on with a friend and
mm-hmm.
and to do the story mode, if you ask me, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I also like old World War II games and stuff like that. So.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I love the World War II games. I got anything World War II, I was on it, man. What was I playing? It was just this old CD-ROM game, but I mean the graphics were pretty intense, and the gameplay was pretty good. I mean, I can't remember. I think it was just World War II. I think that's what it was called. Something as simple as that. But, I mean, that was amazing, And it's cool, too, because you're learning some of the – I mean, I know some of the history that they – the combats you're in had historical references to them. So you're – at least you're somewhat learning while you're blowing people up.
Right.
I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how we kind of divert into weird conversations, isn't it?
Always. Always is good.
It's a paranormal show, but we're talking about how Fortnite sucks.
Right? Well, what we were talking about is the YouTube channels. And
Yeah.
How a lot of great teams out there. And actually, our last guest that we had on was Steve Hummel from Paranormal Quest. They actually just released a video today. I want to give them a quick shout out because I haven't gotten to watch it yet. It literally just released right before our show came on, but it's about cold case hauntings.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, I'm going to be checking that out after our show. So make sure after you check out John's video that he just posted on Facebook, check out Paranormal Quest and their cold case hauntings. They put out awesome videos. They're TV quality, just like Goose was talking about. So,
yeah, I did. I've seen some of their stuff before. Steve's a good guy. I'm friends with a couple of the crew on Facebook. They're they got some good stuff. I mean, it, like, again, it's, you know, quality production, and it's on YouTube, so very accessible. And, you know, I got to give it out. I mean, I got to shout out to these guys because, like I said, they put so much work into these, and, you know, most, I mean, 90% of them aren't making a whole lot of that back. You know what I mean? They're breaking their backs and, you know, breaking the banks to put awesome stuff for us to be entertained by.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. Like, just general public, they don't realize until you actually do editing video and all this other stuff and editing audio and all that, you don't realize the amount of work and time that goes into that. It's a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And to get really good quality stuff, you do have to spend the money. I mean, you got to have I mean, you got to I mean, like we said, some people are making a lot of bank doing the cheap, just, you know, box opening shit. Excuse my language. But, you know, like, look at the new Harry Potter toy or whatever. But, you know, these guys are putting out, it's, you know, something I'd probably want to watch on, you know, Travel Channel or, you know, Discovery or something like that.
Right.
But it's a pipe dream. Right. But
I'll tell you what, it takes a lot. I couldn't do it. I've tried. I have some editing software on my computer. I've tried making videos. I don't have the patience or the time. Maybe once my kids move out of the house, I just don't. I can't sit in front of the computer and give the attention they would need to make a high quality video. I just can't.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to be a part of something like that.
Right. Right.
And I just saw a mist form in the corner of my basement.
Yeah. I don't like you. I don't have a whole lot of time. I mean, I got so many things like in the works. But, like, everything's a work in progress. Whenever nothing's done or even really close to being finished, I just have all these crazy ideas. You know, I wrote, like, a chapter for a book, and I stop. I got, you know, I work on videos, and I do a little bit of editing, and then they sit for God knows how long. And you just,
sounds like me.
You know. Yeah.
And you're scatterbrained. That's the way I am. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, you know, I work. We all work hard, you know. You know, God knows how many hours a day, you know, and then, you know, by the time we're done with it, we really just want to play. We want to go out there and we want to investigate and do our thing. And the other more time-consuming projects, you know, get pushed to the side. But I definitely want to finish a book, you know, sometime this year. I got one I'm writing right now. Just kind of like an anthology of different investigations that I've been on and my experiences, something simple, just like that. And, you know, I write them kind of in more, definitely like a more engaging style. Like you're almost, it's like, almost like you're reading a fiction book, like, you know, like true, like true ghost stories. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yeah. But yeah. So, you know, that's something I'm working on. I definitely want to get rolling with this YouTube thing. And then we got our show, the Cryptic Paranormal Show, every Thursday night. We're on. Yeah, we're doing really well, man. We're growing fast, and I'm, you know, we're having a good time with it. And you know, I'm pretty blessed. I'm blessed for, you know, meeting Steve Cross, you know, Ariston Miner. he invited me on the show. I ended up being on the show, and then you know, he had some stuff he needed to take care of, and I've been kind of. Mike Bradley and I have been kind of holding the show down for a while. Steve, if you're listening, man, your seat's always open, bud, and you're always welcome back. But, you know, I wouldn't have been on the show or probably even started the thing if he hadn't invited me on that one time. But it's going well. You know, we're on Karma Radio, which is out of Kent, but we're broadcast worldwide. And, we just started working with Paranormal Warehouse, which is, you know, for our genre of podcasting and radio shows, you know, just like Live Paranormal, it's one of the bigger followed channels. So, you know, we get a lot of views out of that. So, you know, and so we're doing both, and it's actually, you know, helping us. You know, we're not leaving Karma. You know, Karma's our home studio. And, you know, so we plug that first. That's always our main goal. But, you know, getting the hits that we do with Paranormal Warehouse is definitely helping us, you know, kind of do the karma thing too. So it's working out, and we're getting, you know, guests are getting more well known. You know, I still like having like my friends on, and you know, the local teams that we know. It's always a good time having them come on. You know, Sean, it's always great having you on. John, you know, you need to come on the show here shortly. You got to have
you guys on.
Yeah, you guys are all local. You can come into the studio. That's what I love about having the studio. You know, you guys can come in and hang out in the studio, and we can just jam there. But the show is probably the bulk of what I'm working on at the moment. And then we got the Kent Paranormal Weekend coming up. And then what do we have after that? We got the – I don't think I have anything until MadCon 2 in July.
Really? My team got a table at the Paris Icon at OSR on May 4th.
You? Oh, yeah. You know what? I couldn't do that one because that's the weekend of my anniversary, and that's a weekend I do not do any paranormal stuff. I want to be here with my wife for that weekend, so –
I suppose that's a viable reason.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Of course it is. That's always a fun event, man. That event is hosted by Tri-C Paranormal, and they, up until this year, they did their event at the St. Joseph Hospital.
Yeah. I did that event 1 year, and it was a blast. So we had a good time. It's sad that they don't have that building anymore, but I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, 100% what happened with that, but it was a cool building. To have it at Mansfield now, I mean, that's freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be huge this year. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. And
the building itself is the biggest celebrity that's going to be there. And there's some pretty big celebrities.
You're not kidding at all. I mean, that building is, if you're not a ghost hunter yourself or in the investigation, everybody knows about Mansfield. About Mansfield. And, you know, they know it's been in the movies. They know that it's been on Shawshank Redemption. I mean, they know it's been haunted because, like, every show has been there. It's just, you know, it's a worldwide known building, and it's going to be. I'm really happy for Tri-C that they're able to do that there. And they pretty much run the show as far as
they're doing all the tours now. Yep, they do all the tours, all ghost hunts, everything. Yep,
and that's actually. I mean, that's good for them, but I mean, that's even better for Mansfield, I think, because
absolutely,
you know, they really know what they're doing. So, you know, it's nice to have that kind of. That's kind of that an experienced team like that.
And it's nice to have someone that's passionate like Greg. I mean, not to say that, you know, the other people weren't passionate that were running it, but Greg is super, super passionate about that building.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
good to have.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting for you guys. You know, it's something I'd love to be able to part of. But
yeah, and I got the okay from Rob and from Greg to go live during the event, so I'm hoping to interview some really cool people and meet a lot of new people, so that's gonna be awesome.
Sweet, maybe I'll watch you from when I'm out at dinner with my wife. No, I'm just kidding.
put it on the earbud. Be like,
yeah, right. What'd you say, honey? I'm sorry. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, exactly. Just text me.
Now, for the going back to the Kent Paranormal Weekend,
there's
a lot of things going on for this event, right? There's a public ghost hunt, and then there's something on Friday night, and then there's something going on Saturday night, which I'm helping with. But since you're, are you helping with any of those, or?
Friday night I will be at the stage, but I'm not going to be sticking around. The public hunt is, I think it's almost sold out for Friday night. Friday night is the ghost hunt after William Krajewski speaks about he's the guy who actually lives up at Franklin Castle, and he wrote a book about it. He's like the caretaker, and he's speaking on Friday night I think that's starting around 7, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% on that. I'd have to check my schedule. But it's definitely Friday evening. And then Laura Lynn is doing a presentation. I think she's actually doing a presentation with another medium. It's called the Third Eye Challenge. And they're talking about, you know, how to enlighten yourself with if you believe you're an empath and kind of how to build your ability. So that should be pretty cool. And then right after that, Team Spectre is helping the stage with their ghost hunt. So that's happening on Friday night, the 12th. And then 13, I think the doors open at 10. All kinds of speakers. Start off with me and then Team Spectre. I think his name is Joe Dutt speaking from Team Spectre. You guys are talking. Michelle Bellinger is going to be there. Thomas Wertman, who's going to be on our show next week. He's the Ohio director of the Ohio division of the Mutual UFO Network. He's going to be talking, and I can't wait to see his lecture because it's going to be on a big UFO sighting that happened years ago in Portage County. So that's going to be pretty cool. I can't even remember who else is speaking. It's crazy. We got somehow Luna. Bigfoot. Well, Ed Weiland is coming. That's the event that's afterwards. Ed Weiland from the Ohio Bigfoot Research Society. I hope I got that name right. We're going to Town Ridge Woods after the main event on Saturday. And that's the one you're helping out with too, right, Sean?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to be helping with the EVP session. But I'm going to be like what I'm doing is so small compared to everything else. We're going to this park, Town Ridge Woods,
mm-hmm.
which has a Native American burial mound.
Mm-hmm.
It's got energy right there, right? So, and then what I get. So I'm just going to be doing an EVP session, and hopefully we capture some cool EVPs. But I feel like I'm just like a small part of what's going on that night.
Yeah, because Ed Weiland's going to be there. And for those of you who don't know that are listening in, I guess Kent, Ohio is a pretty big hotbed of Bigfoot activity and reports. So, and Town Ridge Wood area is a place that Ed has been to several times and has researched claims and, people who've had experiences walking through the woods, seeing and hearing some stuff they couldn't explain. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then Thomas Wertman from the MUFON Ohio division is going to be there kind of putting our eyes to the sky and kind of like seeing what we could see up in the sky, seeing if we can catch any UFOs. So a lot of things going on. It's going to be a cool little event after because it's going to kind of touch base on almost everything you kind of encompass in the word paranormal research, you know. It'll be pretty interesting.
So real quick, too, guys, I don't think we have touched base on this, but for any of our listeners that maybe haven't seen the event, is there a cost or is it free of charge? And how much is the public ghost hunt for any people that might be interested?
If you just go to the Kent Stage on the internet, kentstage.com, it breaks it down. You can buy tickets to Friday or Saturday. I think Friday comes at a discount because it's only one speaker. I think there's only – I don't have the prices in front of me, so I apologize about that.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
But you can go to kentstage.com, but they are also – they're all over Facebook. Just follow the Kent Stage or follow Kent Paranormal Weekend, and you can message them through there and get any kind of information. They're really quick to respond. But there's a different price for Saturday. And then the event's a separate price, I think, after the main event Saturday, the Bigfoot / UFO / ghost hunt out at Towners Woods. So, and I think there's one price for everything. So it's kind of just look up Kent. I mean, honestly, the easiest way to find is look up Kent Paranormal Weekend on Facebook and the Kent stage on the internet, and you'll see the events listed there, and it'll take you right to where the ticket fly, right where you need to order the tickets.
Very cool. Sean, we need to take that Ed Weiland guy out to the park we went out to. I don't know what we heard when we were out there or what we experienced.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say I'm a disbeliever in Bigfoot, but I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I believe in ghosts,
yeah,
obviously. So I don't know how to describe it. But whatever we experienced, I don't know how to explain it. You know,
right?
It was a weird noise. Oh. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And and it seemed to have responded intelligently to our movements as well. So
really?
It was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still kind of on the fence. I mean, I don't want to say I don't believe in you know, Bigfoot or Sasquatch or, you know, anything cryptozoology, you know, concerning cryptozoology, because I do chase ghosts for fun. You know what I mean? Kind of.
Yep.
You can't really say you believe in one thing and not the other, if there's any possibility at all. But
you know, you know what I think? Since I'm a paranormal investigator, that's my thing, right? People are probably going to think, well, of course this is what he thinks. But I personally think that if there's a Bigfoot, it's probably some sort of paranormal creature. It's something, probably spiritual creature, maybe something that's interdimensional, something that's along the lines of like skinwalker type of elemental, maybe. Because I have a hard time believing with the technology we have. I mean, we're talking about the woods, right? Here in Northeast Ohio, we're talking about forests. We're not talking about deep jungles where we're discovering new creatures every day. We're talking about the woods. We have with all the GPS, the satellites, with everything.
Yeah.
You can't tell me we wouldn't find a large creature like Bigfoot. They can tell me the population of mountain lions in California, but they can't tell me that there's Bigfoot. So this is kind of where my logic takes me, but I don't want to discredit because people have experienced it, right? So my thought is it must be some sort of spiritual being.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense, and we don't know. That could be it. And
I've
even brought up the theory that maybe you know, UFO and alien activity is, who knows, maybe they're freaking Wookiees walking around and they beam down and check us out for a little bit and then they beam up and they're gone. You know, who knows? Maybe there's some kind of alien being. I don't know. But
yeah,
I brought up that theory. I mean, it sounds crazy, but, you know, what the hell? We believe in demons, so.
Right.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I don't
when you said "Wookiee," all I could hear was the sound effect of Chewbacca. Sorry.
We need some sound effects in here. Oh, but man, I think we are the aliens. But that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to smoke something or something for that conversation. That's a little bit more deep than I can handle after a full day of work.
But kind of getting back to the Kent stage and everything. Guys, if you can get tickets to this ghost hunt, go. Man, there's we've captured EVPs. If you go to Ectovision's YouTube channel, we captured an EVP of my name. The spirit in that building said my name. That was awesome. You can get touched. Robin on my team, she something like touched her in the back of her neck during our investigation on Sunday. We just got a disembodied voice. I mean, that's powerful stuff. And people are always saying that they're having experiences over by the bar and over by the entranceway. I hope they let people up in the apartments too. That area is really cool.
That
guys
hasn't been
go.
A part
this
of the
place,
public hunt that hasn't been a part of the public hunt in recent years. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this year they'll go up there. I'm not 100% on that one, though, but I just don't want people to get their hopes up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know what you're saying.
Right. Man, but guys, go. This place is awesome. The place, it's a positive energy. It's not like you're going to OSR or to Madison Seminary where it's oppressive. It's not at all. It's fun, positive energy in that place. And it's that type of investigation when you're there. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we were getting EVP responses when we had 15 people crowded into a little stairwell. I mean, seriously, back in the dressing room. We had people all up and down that little hallway. And then, I'm like four other people were actually standing on the stairs going up because we couldn't get all the way up there. And there was just so many people. And we're getting
right.
responses. Oh, I mean, the place is amazing.
It is. I believe that. We did a we helped with the public ghost hunt around in the fall with Team Spectre. And Amber and I, we were down at the bottom of the stairs. And I was doing a session with the Spirit Box. I had a hacked radio, and we were doing a Spirit Box session. And Rochelle was standing there with us. And I asked,
"Okay,
do you know the owners?" "Yes." "What is the owner's name?" "Rochelle." Honest to God, we got Rochelle coming off of the Spirit Box. How many people are named that? And then I asked, "What is Rochelle's husband's name?" "Tom" came out clear as day.
Holy crap, man!
Three direct, intelligent responses off of the Spirit Box, which I'm a doubter of the Spirit Box. I'm not a huge advocate of it. I will use it honestly. I pulled it out that night because people were just kind of like staring at me like I was supposed to like put on a show for them. I was like, I can't make stuff just magically happen. What can I do? And
I told Rochelle this year I would be on hand for whatever she needs me for, but don't make me take a group by myself because I hate being put in that position. You know, it's like these people paid to be there and they're looking to you to get the responses, you know, and stuff like that. It's fun and it's cool because you get to teach people some things, but you know, impart your what knowledge that you've been able to retain over the years and share experiences that you've had, but then they're still looking for you to kind of perform.
Yep.
You know, show us some ghosts, man. Now.
Yep.
It's like be funny.
That's the thing I try to speak to a lot of people is, you know, it's not like what you see on TV. They cram, you know, 8 hours or, you know, 2 days worth of investigating into a 40-minute episode. It's not like things just happen all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the difficult part, like you were saying, is they don't understand.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth it. People need to check it out. And, I mean, really, I've been going there. I mean, this will be my fourth year, I think, that I've been doing this event. And it's really cool. I mean, most of the people everybody this year is from Ohio and for the most part local. And this year it's going to be more focused on the paranormal. Last year they did a lot of they had bigger podcasters in and they kind of did that kind of thing, which was cool and everything. But the people that were there were just there to see those particular speakers. But this year everybody's local, you know, everybody's kind of like known in the field in that area. So it's going to be really cool and you're going to learn a lot. And, you know, I know Sean and his group are so approachable and, you know, you guys are so great and just willing to talk and like learn. And I mean, you guys are open-minded too. So, you know, that's why I love working with you guys. You know, we're both open-minded and we learn a lot from each other. And there's a lot of that kind of camaraderie at this event. And it's really cool. Something to witness for sure.
Oh, definitely. A lot of us are good friends that are coming there. We've known each other for years. I've missed the last, I don't know, was it one or two events that they had?
I think you haven't been there for a while. It's been at least 2 years,
I think it was the last two that we missed. Division, we just got like so busy with everything that we weren't able to do as many events. And so with OMPR, we're able to do more events. And, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And so I'm excited to be back part of.
Yeah. Events definitely are cool. I mean, it's a great place for teams to network and, you know, hook up with other teams. And especially if you got a smaller team and you're wanting to go to bigger places that are more expensive, you know, you can hook up with some people and learn from people. It's just, it's really cool. I mean, the events are awesome. And, you know, you never know what can come out of them, but, and,
you know,
just learning from the speakers is pretty cool.
The very first Kent Paranormal Weekend is where I met Eric McGill and how I became a part of Ectovision Paranormal and why I am sitting here today on Into the Abyss.
Yeah.
So going to these events, man,
it's
no joke, man. It
could change your life.
It changed mine. It's weird, right? But
Yeah.
I never thought of myself as being like I got into paranormal because I wanted to help people, and I never imagined to be a part of some of the things I've been a part of. So,
yeah,
I'm very grateful.
I think that's another reason.
Yeah, I wanted to throw that out there. At the Kent stage, at the first paranormal weekend, it actually was like a psychic paranormal event.
Yeah.
So,
and honestly, now, I mean, to be honest with you, the Kent Paranormal Weekend's the first time I think I met you in Ectovision and Todd and the Tri-C group, and, you know, we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, we've all been friends.
So,
Yeah.
So if you want to meet the best friend of your life, come to the Kent Paranormal Weekend.
That's right.
Hook up with some of the most talented, gifted, professional ghost hunters in the United States, if not the world. At the Kent Paranormal Weekend.
We live in probably the most haunted area of our country, and some of the most experienced and most well-known investigators that are local will be there. So it's definitely worth the trip. Definitely worth
Seth
a couple
Breedlove,
bucks.
I just remembered Seth Breedlove. He's the guy that's going to be presenting on cryptozoology. He's got a film, a documentary coming out about some kind of cryptid. I can't remember. I'm horrible with the information. I apologize. But he's got a movie out about some kind of monster, like a, you know, Bigfoot-type creature. So, and he was there last year. He's a really cool guy. Can learn a lot from him, too.
All right. We have 2 minutes left. I want you to plug away whatever you want to tell us about,
So obviously, the 12th and 13th, like we've been talking all about all night, the Kent Paranormal Weekend coming up Friday night and Saturday. I'll be emceeing the event all day Saturday. Sean will be there. You know, God knows everybody will be there. Keep an eye out for the Cryptic Paranormal Show on KRMA Internet Radio and ParanormalWarehouse.com. You can see us stream live on Facebook every Thursday night from 8 to 10. We are on tomorrow night from 8 to 10 on Facebook with special guest Michelle Bellinger. So super excited about that. Again, that's the Cryptic Paranormal Show. Follow my group, Dark Alley Paranormal Research, Northeast Ohio chapter. Again, on Facebook is the best place to follow us and our events and you know, keep track of our investigation work. And then keep an eye out for the Paranerd, Nerd, on YouTube. That's my new project in the works. That's my vlog, and that's something I'm going to be working, trying to get content out at least once a week. So I'm going to try to schedule something to come out every week, and eventually a book. But you know, I'll plug that on the next show.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear and see more about that. Hey, everyone, come check us out at the Kent Paranormal Weekend. We literally have 30 seconds. So,
all right, man.
Hey, thank you, Goose, for coming on. Man, it's always fun chatting.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
No problem. I look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, buddy. All right, guys. You guys have a good night.
Hey, you
take care, Goose.
All right, bye.
Bye. It's a wrap.
Yep. Oba. All righty. Wonder if it's still recording.
It is.
Oh, well.
When the all music's right. Over, turn out the lights.
Time to wing it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio from the paranormal.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.